News release. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. As part of National Consumer Protection Week, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is highlighting her office's ongoing efforts to combat illegal robocalls. According to the FTC's 2024 Do Not Call Data Book, PDF, Michigan residents filed 32,647 robocall complaints to the agency last fiscal year. While this figure remains consistent with 2023, it follows a significant decline from 2018 to 2022, following Attorney General Nessel's aggressive crackdown on robocalls, in conjunction with anti-robocall enforcement and partnerships with other states and federal agencies. Attorney General Nessel is an executive committee member of the Anti-Robocall Multi-State Litigation Task Force that is leading a national effort to reduce the number of unwanted automated calls Michigan residents receive. The Department of Attorney General received 1,330 robocall complaints in 2024 and has logged over 14,000 since Attorney General Nessel launched her initiative in 2019. Few things are more annoying, intrusive, and unwelcome than robocalls, Nessel said. While complaints have gone down, billions of these calls are still made each year, and too many Michiganders continue to fall victim to scams. I am proud to lead Michigan's robocall crackdown team and will keep working with our state and federal partners to protect residents and put an end to the flood of illegal robocalls targeting our communities. Robocalls are often made by scammers whose intent is to enrich themselves by gaining access to the call recipient's money or personal information. As part of her national anti-robocall efforts, the Attorney General took action last December against four voice service providers and Identidad Telecom, warning them about transmitting suspected illegal robocall traffic on their networks. The Attorney General, alongside her partners on the nationwide anti-robocall multi-state litigation task force, issued a warning to a company accused of sending scam election robocalls to New Hampshire residents during the state's primary. Attorney General Nessel also joined a coalition of 26 attorneys general in sending a letter to the Federal Communications Commission in 2024 urging strict federal restrictions on the use of AI by telemarketers due to its potential for abuse. Attorney General Nessel also filed criminal charges in 2020 against two political operatives who orchestrated a series of robocalls aimed at suppressing the vote in the 2020 presidential election. The two operatives, Jack Berkman and Jacob Wohl, were charged with intimidating voters and conspiracy to commit an election law violation, among other felonies. Last year, the Michigan Supreme Court upheld a state statute that prohibits false speech made in an attempt to deter or influence a vote. Attorney General Nessel offers the following tips to avoid scams and unwanted calls. Be wary of callers who ask you to pay by gift card, wire transfer, or cryptocurrency. For example, the Internal Revenue Service does not accept iTunes gift cards. Look out for pre-recorded calls from imposters posing as government agencies. If you suspect fraudulent activity, immediately hang up and do not provide any personal information. The Department of Attorney General accepts complaints about robocalls via its online complaint form.